You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse city officials say they, too, are mourning the loss of a 12-year-old boy tragically shot and killed on John Street Wednesday night. They're now asking for community support to provide information and band together to stop the violence. Police Chief Frank Fowler says the investigation has revealed that when people observe or have knowledge of something wrong, they need to contact police.
There were some things that occurred in that neighborhood and the days leading up to this that we weren't aware of. Had folks in that neighborhood called the police, we would have been able to intervene. Now, I'm not saying that we would have saved this child's life, but I'm saying to you that I would love to have had a chance to save this child's life.
The victim, James Springer III, was on the 100 block of John Street when he was shot in the abdomen. He died several hours later at a local hospital. Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens expressed that emotions are running high, both for the community and for city officials.
Right now you're angry. Right now you're afraid. Right now you're hurt. And those are emotions that I'm feeling just as you are. But from this moment, we have to strategically begin to think about what we're going to do moving forward around this. For our children, for our families, for our neighborhoods. And just like anything else, the city of Syracuse is ready to take on this challenge. And we're asking you to join us.
The boy was in sixth grade at Grant Middle School, and Superintendent Jaime Alisea says students are grieving the sudden loss of their classmate.
The students were very sad, and we were there to support them. And we will have counselors there all day to listen to them and to provide the support that they need.
In the same incident, a 33-year-old woman received a minor gunshot wound to her abdomen. Anyone with information may reach the SPD Homicide Tips Line at 315-442-5223 or use the SPD Tips app. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.